Just talk then for me. Try and talk clearly.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I actually think I can talk all right now. I don't know why you're... Sorry, you got an issue? Have you got a problem?
Well, what happened?
So I went to the dentist today and I had to have a filling done, and they injected me with lots of lovely anesthetic twice, actually, because they did it the first time and it wasn't enough.
Oh, right. You could and still
I had to put my hand up and be like, I can feel this happening. This isn't good. So they did it again. I could still feel it a little bit, but it wasn't as bad. So by the time I got out of the dentist, I was like, I can't speak.
Oh my God.
I had to message Martin because obviously we were recording today, and I was like, I don't think we're going to have to give it this a bit of time because I'm not going to be able to speak. It has blissfully, thankfully, mercifully worn off now. You know, so I think it lasted about as long as Liz Truss's time as Prime Minister.
Very
Martin.
Good. A very topical reference. Very topical reference. And a great way to start this edition of Nulpois.
Nulpois is shameful.
Nulpois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nulpois is no fun.
Yes, yes. A lot going on at the moment, but we won't dwell on that.
I mean, we could dwell
we
on
are
it.
A Eurovision
we could
podcast.
Dwell on it. It's just, could, it is madness. But yeah, you're right. We shouldn't dwell on it because we are a Eurovision podcast.
Yeah, I'm Laura, that's Martin. And yeah, we don't know everything about Eurovision, but we are trying to learn, especially in the build up to Eurovision 2023, which obviously, as we know now, is taking part in Liverpool. We've got all the acts now that are going to be performing at Eurovision 2023. We're going to go through that in a little moment's time for the podcast. But first, just a quick mention about our Patreons. You might not know, we do have a Patreon now where if you're liking the podcast, you can support us. It doesn't cost very much money. And we have to say thank you very much. We've got a new one, actually. KMA.
Oh,
very mysterious
KMA.
Name. Thank you very much for supporting us. But how can people support us if they want to, Martin?
Well, you just go on Patreon, don't you? You go on Patreon, you go on patreon.com/nulpois,
yeah,
and there you can choose to give us a little bit of money. Now, we don't ask for, we don't want loads.
And look,
don't feel obliged to do this in any way. Just does help us just meet some of the running costs of putting this podcast on.
That's
and that
it,
kind of
basically.
Thing.
That's all it is.
So we ask you for £1 a month, or if you can spare it, £3 a month is another option there. And you just, give what you can, and if you can't give anything at all, that's absolutely fine as well. If you are able to put a little bit of money towards us and this project, then we do give you something in return. We give you the episode at least 24 hours in advance.
Yes.
And we have been throwing a few little extra bits and bobs on there in recent weeks. So there was a bonus interview which went up a little while ago because we recorded it and then it immediately had to be trashed because we knew the host city of Eurovision. So the interview that we'd recorded didn't work, but it did go up on the Patreon. So you could have it as like a little bit of bonus insight into some of what's going on. So I thoroughly recommend you check that out. And if you can, throw a few quid our way. Patreon.com/nulpois is where you do that. Now, still to come, we are going to be talking a little bit about the runners and the riders this year, because we do know who's in and who's out of Eurovision. And we have Flop That Eurobop, which is where, and it's Cress this week, sings a Eurovision song really, really badly, and I have to guess, and you have to guess as well, what on earth she's singing. But yeah, that is coming up a little bit. But first, to Cyprus.
Cyprus. Just a little quick thing here. We like to, just add the bits of bops that we found out, but this is kind of important. Cyprus has confirmed who their singer is going to be, and Martin, can I have a drum roll, please?
Of course you can. Bear with me.
Yes.
I'm going to add a symbol, actually, which comes in the form of this silver foil that I've been having my lunch in. So here we go. Drum roll.
Yes.
And cymbal crash.
Right. That was great, Martin. Thank you for that. It's Andrew Lambrou.
Andrew Lambrou.
Oh,
lovely.
It's him. It's him. So that is, he is the second confirmed act. Israel confirmed theirs way in advance, Noah Kirill, over the summer. And now Cyprus has confirmed Andrew Lambro, who we all know a lot about, and he will be performing for Cyprus. I'll just give you a little bit of detail about for the few people who might not know who he is. Well, he was in the top 20 of X Factor, not X Factor Cyprus, X Factor Australia.
Yeah, because he's from Sydney, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So, but he does come from a Greek Cypriot family. So there is the kind of tie there to Cyprus. He was only 17 years old when he did that, though. So pretty impressive. Obviously, you know, he's been pursuing a singing career for quite some time. He does covers on YouTube from songs of like Harry Styles, Sam Smith, things like that. He released his first original song in 2021. So, he's obviously got the sort of background experience and is now trying to, you know, make his own path. And we wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, very, very good luck. I wonder what sort of thing we're going to see from him. I wonder whether it might be a little bit of a ballad, just because that is sort of what he was known for. He did this Evanescence cover of My Immortal as a ballad.
Ah.
And that is what kind of got him noticed in 2013 on the internet. And then, of course, he went and did X Factor. So I wonder whether that is going to mean that we're going to see something balladic. Is that a word? A ballad. Whether we're going to see a ballad from
him. Sounds like you're saying bladder. Like, No.
Okay, right. Well, I just thought I'd check. Anyway, good for him. And watch this space, because we're going to be, sure.
Watch it.
We're going to be learning loads more about old Andrew as the Eurovision
it's not that old.
Of young Andrew as the Eurovision gets ever closer.
And as it does get closer, we now know the number of countries and what they are that are going to be competing in Eurovision. We now have 37 countries. Those are the confirmed countries that are going to be taking part in Eurovision. No more can now step forward and say they want to take part. That is it. 37 countries will be competing in Eurovision this year. Martin, do you want me to run down all of the countries?
Yes, I do. And I'd like you to do it as quickly as physically possible in alphabetical order, please.
Yes, I will do. Starting from now, Albania, Armenia, Australia, Austria, Azerbaijan, Belgium, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Georgia, Germany, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Malta, Moldova, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, San Marino, Serbia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Ukraine, United Kingdom.
Well, I'm very impressed that you managed to do that, considering the anesthetic is still in your mouth. But you did make a mistake. I asked for it in alphabetical order. You said Albania, Armenia, Australia, and it should have been the other way around. It should have been Albania, Australia, Armenia. But thank you all the same for that. Yeah, 37, which is obviously, you know, that's about right. The interesting thing really to tell you about is who isn't going to be turning up. I mean, obviously, there's some obvious ones we can talk about. Russia being one of them, as you well know.
We know they've been suspended, so we knew that wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
Belarus also is not going to be taking part, again, for similar reasons. They have they weren't allowed to take part because of... Well, actually, that had come about before the war, hadn't
it? Yes, that came about before the war, and that was more to do with sort of human rights going on in that country, basically. But yeah, so that did become... That was before the invasion of Ukraine.
But there have been some others that have announced that they're not going to be taking part because it's a load of old dollar, and they ain't got the dollar. I ain't got a cash, mate.
They need a dollar. Dollar is what they need. Anyway, carry on. Montenegro and North Macedonia have also pulled out. They basically just said, we ain't got the money, Gov. It's just going to cost too much for them to enter. And now it's interesting, actually, because of Russia being expelled from the competition, Russia was actually a big financial contributor to the competition. So that does mean... I believe that, you know, the amount that countries might have to pay may have been upped a little bit this year. It depends on the size of the country, basically, how much they have to pay. Broadcasters, they all have to pay a fee to take part in the competition. Depends on the size of the country. With Russia gone, that's a big amount of money that's sort of gone.
Yeah, isn't it? And so others are having to step up to the plate, and maybe that is what's pushed Montenegro and North Macedonia out. I also wonder as well, it's just, you know, spiraling cost of living. Maybe they are looking at the situation back home in what are not hugely well-off countries and energy and all of that stuff. And they're saying, can we really justify spending £5 million of our money on this? And you know, for some people, in some countries, the money for their state TV, their national broadcaster, comes from the state. And you wonder whether the state would go, I don't think we should be spending the money on this. We're going to put it to some other use.
And I think it's also worth pointing out that, you know, these two broadcasters and, you know, the countries, they both failed to make it past the semi-final stages this year in Turin. So they might be thinking, well, why are we, you know, we're going to have to foot this bill for this competition and we didn't get through this year. Why should we? You can kind of see in a way why that might be the case, and I'm surprised there maybe hasn't been more of that, really. But what's also interesting is that not only has North Macedonia and Montenegro decided to withdraw, but so has Bulgaria, which has had like fairly strong innings it's got quite a lot of fan support, you know, with people like Victoria. She was really popular, although obviously didn't get to perform her first song because of the pandemic. But yeah, and this is kind of interesting. I don't know if this is partly because of costs as well, but it seems to be they're just not interested in the competition anymore.
The way that they announce this is absolutely amazing.
It's great.
Rather than just sort of putting out a statement saying Bulgaria will not be participating in the Eurovision Song Contest this year, blah, 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 as most will do, some sort of press release. Instead, they just sent a direct message to the OGAE Eurovision fan club in Greece, right? Yeah. So, saying, the contest no longer interests us. And that's it.
And they've not, as far as we're aware, and this is when we've recorded this anyway, maybe they'll put out another statement a bit later on, just saying, they said to OGAE Greece, Bulgaria will not be taking part in Eurovision 2023 and most probably in the future editions as well. After analysis, it was decided that this programme does not present an interest for the broadcaster anymore. I mean, what do you think about that, Martin?
Such a weird thing, isn't it? I wonder what's really going on there. Like, what do they mean by all of that?
I mean, I guess it is fair to say, I suppose when I did say, they've done pretty well, they've had good innings recently, they didn't this year. I still think of Bulgaria, I'm thinking of like Victoria, I'm thinking of kind of previous, but Intelligent Music Project.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they finished, I think it was like 16th of 17th in semi-final one with Intention. It was not a great showing for them. So
they're sore losers, basically.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that result probably had an impact, and perhaps it's, you know, also the sort of cost as well. But I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
Yeah, what a strange thing though. It's almost like a sort of child who's lost a race and then goes, "Oh well, I'm not playing anymore. Then I'm not playing. Not playing anymore. I lose."
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna take part then. It's like, well, okay. I mean, you could have just
try again.
I mean, goodness knows. Imagine if the UK felt like that.
Yeah,
we'd never be in.
We'd have been out for years, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's such a shame as well where countries really put so much on winning and take so much sort of... It's nice that they seem to take it seriously enough to want to win, but at the same time, come on, guys, it's just a TV show. Don't worry about it. Like, but just it's the... What's the phrase? It's not the winning, it's the taking part that counts.
Yeah. I suppose I do. I kind of get it a little bit though with some of these countries because they're not even taking part in the final because they didn't get through. So they only got to take part in the semi-final and then their country isn't in the actual final. So I don't know. Maybe that and the fact that it is slightly more expensive this year. I mean, it would be great to try and like find some kind of a breakdown of how much it might cost. I was reading an article on the BBC where they were saying it normally adds up to about £5 million pounds, that it said in this article, for broadcasters. But, you know, you don't know, each participant will be a little bit more or less than that. But, you know, that is a fair amount of money. But I guess you've got to say, but what are you getting for it? And you are getting a lot.
Yeah, and you're getting a very, very high-end TV show across 3 nights. And something that is watched and celebrated by people right across Europe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the going rates for TV shows in Bulgaria. No. But I would have thought that I would have thought that 3 nights of primetime, really good quality television that is watched, you know, by huge numbers of people, is probably worth £5 million to a big TV broadcaster in a country. But I don't know. Maybe they were looking for something more on around the kind of £250 mark.
Mm. Maybe they were. I just want to stop you again, Martin, when you said I didn't do that alphabetically. What did you say I didn't do right? I just want to, just wondering if we're going to need another correction corner here.
Oh,
I just want
no.
just a little
to
bit
a
interested as to whether you...
I can't believe that you've been thinking about this the whole time. This is it's all that's been on your mind. Am I right? Can I catch you out somewhere?
Yeah, obviously. Do you not know me at all? Like,
right. The just list... to check. Right, all that it was, right, I've got the list in front of me, same list as you, and it lists it in alphabetical order, and you read the list out wrong. So I thought, well, then you must have not read it in the right order.
What did I say that was wrong? I just wanted
But now I'm now I look at it again, I'm confused, because you read Albania, Armenia, Australia, Austria, and it goes, but according to this, it's Albania, Australia, Armenia, Austria. But actually, what's happened here is, hold on. I'm going to have to get into...
They made a mistake. They messed it all up. Silly old Martin and Laura. But they're putting it right. They're making amends. Here on Correction Corner.
I have made a mistake.
Yes. Look at this. This is a live Correction Corner, everybody. Amazing.
I have made an error. Mm. And I suggested earlier on in the podcast that my good friend Laura Kress read the list of participating countries not in alphabetical order. This was my error. And I take full... I take full responsibility.
Mr. Williams, are you going to resign? Mr. Williams!
I have full confidence in any future podcasts that are made, and I will be working hard to deliver on my promises of bringing you a great Eurovision-based fan podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Right, so back on with the podcast, and... Actually, I tell you what, I mean, we're going to do correspondence in just a second, by the way. If you have got thoughts on anything we've been talking about, not whether or not I know the alphabet, more about who's in and who's out of Eurovision, we've got details of how you can get in touch at the end of the podcast. That is coming soon, but first, it's time for this.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flop that Eurobop.
Yes, Flop That Eurobop is back, the bit of the podcast where, well, one of us, and it was me last time, so it's Kress this time, sings a Eurovision song really, really badly. And I, and you, if you want to play along, have to guess what on earth Kress is singing and try and work out what it is. We thought this would be something that we'd get quite right quite often. Turns out we're both really quite bad at it, although we have had successes recently. Will that continue? Kress, what have you got in store?
Right. Well, shall I just get into it then? Because I can't tell you what it is.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, I've only got a little bit of this because I was trying to remember exactly how this goes, but I think this bit is the bit you would know,
right.
I hope.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Again, I feel like I feel I'm close again with this one. I do feel I'm close. I don't think the tune was too difficult to discern.
No.
I'm just having trouble locating it.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, oh, yeah. So I just had to do it again.
Although this is the point. If you know what it is, send us a message. If you think you know what it is anyway, send us a message right now. nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com is the best way to do it on email, but you can get in touch via social media. If you're on Patreon, write it in the box, in the comments underneath the post. Go on then, one more time. I am annoyed.
Shall I give you a clue?
Yeah, give me a clue, because I'm not going to get it from that, but I feel like I should.
The year is 2022.
Oh.
And that might not be what you think it is with that clue.
I've got it. Oh, well, I think I've got it anyway. Is it Stefania by Kalish Orchestra? What? I thought it was da 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 da. That's what I thought it was. Da 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 da. No?
It's a little bit of a tricky. The clue is not quite the clue you think it is.
The clue isn't the clue I think it is.
I'll just say this year is 2022. Maybe that's a better way of doing it.
This year is 2020. I know it is. This year is
2022. The year this year is 2022.
Yeah. The year this year is 20.
I mean, I could give you another clue. I feel bad. Maybe that wasn't a very good clue.
The year this year is. I feel this is very cryptic and in riddles. Well, one more clue. I feel like
who won this year?
Well, Ukraine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, oh, no. No, it's not that. I was thinking it was Verka, but I think we've done Verka before. I don't think it's that.
No.
But it's another, Wild Dances? Ruslana?
Nope.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you.
I'm sorry.
Yes!
I have not. It's not happened. Look, I'm so sorry.
Go on. Jamala. Oh. It was 1944 by Jamala.
Well, I feel a bit stupid, but then there's no change.
What I was trying
there.
To do was being like, it's this year, but it's 1944.
Right, got it. It wasn't the best clue, but...
But I then did say, who won this year? Ukraine. So I feel like that was a very obvious clue.
Yeah, it's fine. I've just clearly not been functioning on all cylinders today, but, you know, that's more the exception than the... Anyway, right, well done, and thank you for playing that edition of... Stop That Europa.
Thank you very much to all those who did get it. Do let us know. And the way you can let us know, I can tell you right now, you can get in touch on Twitter at Poinul. Thank you very much to our friend of the podcast, Richard De Dominici, who did get in touch with us on Twitter, just to let us know that he went to see Goa in London. And he posted a few pictures of it. It looked like it was a great night. I wish we had gone to see them, but I don't think I could have made the day when the tickets came out, but said... so nice to see my favourite Ukrainian electro folk cyberpunks Goa in London last night. The band were the winners of my Eurovision scorecard and heart in 2021. Slava Ukraini! Yes, thank you, Richard, for sharing those photos with us. That looks like you had a great night.
Yeah, it really does. Great. Oh, well, I'm pleased to hear that. If you want to get in touch, so many ways to do it. The Instagram, as Chris has mentioned, you can email nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. There's Twitter. We are at poinul. On there, and don't forget about the Patreon.
Yes, and remember, if you're not able to help us with Patreon, there's other ways you can help us. You can follow us. It'd be great if you could follow us on Twitter. Great if you could follow us on Instagram. Write us a 5-star review on iTunes, or give us a review on Spotify. That really helps the podcast be seen. Subscribe to us, share it with all your friends. So if you're not able to support it, that's totally fine. We get it. Like, it's a cost of living crisis. us at the moment, that's fine. But if you could support us in some other way, that's great. In saying so, thank you very much to, and I don't know if I'm going to get this right, but Hilja on Instagram, which is a Nolpoir podcast, if you do want to get in contact with us, who did say, I just want to say I love this podcast. It's definitely one of my favourite Eurovision podcasts. I'm too poor for Patreon right now, but at least I thought I'd tell you guys that I really appreciate the work you put into the podcast. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much.
Hilja,
I'm sorry if I didn't get your name right, but yeah, that's totally fine. I know we mentioned the Patreon, but it's just because people who do support us, we want to like give a shout out because we appreciate it, but we get that not everyone can. So yeah, you know, thank you very much for the message. We really appreciate that.
We absolutely do. And thank you for listening to this edition. We will be back again very soon with more information and more analysis and more nonsense, and hopefully no more corrections and big apologies I need to make. But yeah, I think that also could happen. Anyway, we'll see you again on another edition of
Nolpoir.
Oh, don't rub it in.